That's how they identify you. And many times, you know, if somebody has passed on, they don't know who it is, they go by fingerprints. God specially made you the way you are, and He designed it that nobody else would have your fingerprint. So not only did He start the beginning of time and make everything and create everything, He created us in His image, but He gave you a special fingerprint. And I think that is really cool, because nobody else has your fingerprint. No one else can take your fingerprint. No one else can envy your fingerprint. Why would they? Because you have your own fingerprint, right? So when God made you, He made you very special. Very special indeed. He created you. And because you have your own fingerprint, that must mean that He has a purpose and a plan just for you. Why else would He create such an amazing thing in you if you didn't have a purpose and a plan? And with your fingerprint, you are special. Let's everyone say, I am special. I am special because I'm the only one that has my fingerprint. My DNA, Rachel or Alexis, can y'all tell me what DNA is? Did you learn that in school? No? Rachel? You forgot? Well, it's okay. It's how your body is made up. Everything within you is how you were made up. It's your DNA. You are very created specially. So if God loves you that much, is He going to just leave you? No. And I don't know why, but I have to tell myself that every day. I keep having to remind myself, I am special. I have a purpose and a plan. God loves me. God hears my cries. God hears my happiness. So we should never doubt that God doesn't love us, because we are very, very special. Even in the makings of our DNA, we carry some same genes from our parents. Sometimes we have things that we didn't want to carry on down from our parents' genes. Maybe because they had big noses. Maybe because their eyes were crossed. Maybe they had big ears. Maybe their arms were too long. Maybe their legs were too short. Maybe their feet are humongous. Maybe they're tiny. We are made special. You are so special. And when we get down and discouraged, what we do is we grieve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit says, I am here. I'm teaching you. I'm trying to explain to you how much God loves you, and I'm here to help you go through everything. He is our comforter. He's the one that knows all of our aches and our pains and our sorrows. God knows everything too. God knows everything we did last week, 5 months ago, 10 years ago. Here they come. And He knows everything that's going to happen till the day we die. But you know what? Jesus died on the cross so we could have eternal life. So when we get discouraged and down and think that only this is happening to me, remember that your fingerprints absolutely mean that you are different. You have something that no one else has. You have your own fingerprint. You have your mark on this world. You have your own purpose. Come on in, ladies. You have your own purpose and your own plan. No one can take your fingerprint away. That's your fingerprint. And it's for you. And God has a purpose and plan for you. Amen?
Amen.
We'll let these people get in. You have something that no one else has in this world, and that is your own fingerprint. And hopefully, our fingerprints aren't at the jail. Now, when you get your license and stuff, you do get a fingerprint, because that's how they identify you. But God identifies you because of Jesus' blood and what he did for us. Amen?
Amen.
Go back one, Dee. She's sitting by her son. Okay, go in. Go in that row.
In this building. I'm here.
Okay. So, all I'm trying to say is that we are specially made. You have a purpose and a plan. I know that Dee Dee probably thinks sometimes, well, I don't know what his purpose for me is. I've been homeless and I don't, you know, this and that. But you have your own fingerprint, Dee Dee, and God has a purpose and plan for your life. So we can't get discouraged. I was saying how when we get discouraged, we grieve the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's going, man, you got everything, dude. You have got God on your side. You've got Jesus on your side. You've got me on your side. When you die here, you're going to go to heaven and have eternal life. Why are you down? And then we sit back and think, oh, my electricity may get cut off. Or, oh, my boyfriend's sick. Or, oh, my girlfriend's sick. Or, oh, I got in an argument with my mom. Or, oh, my spouse makes me so mad. Oh, things are just going to be woe is me. We can't give in to those things. Or, oh, I can't do what I used to, but I want to do more and more. Why do I have to be different? Why do I have to look different? Why am I in a wheelchair? Why do I feel like going to sleep on Sundays? Why? And the Holy Spirit's going, man, you've got it made. What is wrong with you? Shake, shake, shake. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Did you do that, Rachel? Wobble, wobble, wobble. You don't know those dances, girl? Come on. You need to get on Google more. I'm kidding. Don't get on your phone. Anyway, you are specially made. You are beautiful inside and out. Who is to tell you that you're not nice looking? Well, there's a lot of designers and models out there that go, oh, you're too fat. Oh, your bone structure looks terrible. Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you right now, you are gorgeous inside and out because you are a creation of the Lord and you Amen. Have your only fingerprint.
Amen.
Edith, did you have something?
Yes, I have a neighbor across the street that this reminds me of. And he doesn't like me. And I know that because he throws cigarette butts in my driveway. And so the way I deal with it is to say, you know, I really don't care what he likes or dislikes.
Right.
It's disappointing, but it's not me.
No, it's not. And we're not everybody's going to love us. It's hard to believe that anybody in this whole auditorium, that somebody would not like us. You know, but there are people out there. I mean, David at times didn't like me. Things come out of my mouth of the way I look at him. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there's genuinely people that just don't care for another person.
Amen.
But that doesn't matter. Because we have our own what? Fingerprint. We are specially made.
Amen.
My God has a plan for me. My God has a purpose for me. Now, because he has this plan and purpose, is your life going to be rosy and everything go good? No. Why? Because God wants to bring us to a point in our lives where we have our highs and our lows, but eventually they balance out and we're more Jesus-like. You can't stay on a high all the time because if you did, you wouldn't need God all the time. And you go, oh, no, Chris, that's not right. Yes, it is. Been there, done that. When things go so good, and even Pastor David said that before, you know, he goes, I made these bonuses and I was the employee of the month and employee of the year, and I was thinking, you know what, I'm a pretty good guy, you know, all that stuff. If you stay on a high long enough and you are reaping your blessings, sometimes you get a little bigger head. Oh, well, you know what? I did this for that person this week. Oh, I did that for that person. He's not going to keep you up there because you're not going to learn any lessons. The lessons you learn is the struggles you go through and how you react to them.
Amen.
Now, in the beginning, when you first get saved, those struggles and those disappointments, they're not as bad as they are the longer you're a Christian. Because God looks at our faith. And when you're older in your walk with Christ, he is expecting you to react a certain way.
Amen.
Just like Ida was talking, this gentleman keeps putting his butts in my driveway. You know, she's not getting angry. She's not getting mad. She's not trying to retaliate. It's just she's handling it like a Christian now. The best thing to do for our enemies is to pray for them. Amen. And you know, that's the last thing you want to do for an enemy. I don't know about y'all, but I sit there and bite my teeth. I just think of a pencil in my mouth and just bite it in two. When somebody hurts me or somebody I love, I get so frustrated. And then God will whisper, pray for that person. Are you serious? I do not want to pray for that person. I don't want that person to have blessings. Are you nuts? No, I'm not. This is what I want from you. Pray for your enemies. Speak blessings on them. God will deal things in His time, in His way.
Amen.
And I know people go, oh, well, karma, it's going to come right back and bite you one day. I think when we are a Christian and things go wrong, God has His way to work things out.
Amen.
And even when that person gets what we think they deserve, we really don't want them to go through it. Nobody really deep down inside wants someone to really suffer or be tormented. If you're a Christian, you really don't, because you have that love in your heart. And we really, at the time, yes. I used to dream when my first husband and I separated, he said such terrible things to me. I dreamt for 4 to 5 years, every night the same dream, that I got a gun and just shot him lots of times and loved it. And I was thinking, you know, I probably need to let something go here.
Yeah.
Because that's not good, you know. And it's not fair sometimes. Sometimes we are truly justified in how a person reacts to us or does or hurts us. But that justification can't last long, because if it does, you'll start really getting entangled in that violence and that anger and bitterness, and it will eat you up alive, and the other person, it doesn't bother them, you know. So it is important that we pray for our enemies. It is important that we love one another here. It is important that we pray for each other here and build each other up.
Right.
It's important that we allow people in your life to make mistakes. You know, I've never understood sometimes how you can be a Christian and they stumble or something goes wrong and they're just, man, they're ready to bite your head off.
Yep.
You've got to allow people to make mistakes, because they're going to.
Amen.
Not everybody's going to live up to your expectations. We cannot put expectations on people and expect them to, you know, to live up to them. Because sometimes our expectations are very lofty, and we shouldn't do that. And don't put expectations on yourself. Oh, I got to lose 50 pounds in 2 months, you know, and if I don't do this, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. We can't think that way. We are not losers. We are not failures. We are warriors in the kingdom.
Amen.
We are God's warriors. We've got everything we need. We've got God, Father, and the Holy Spirit. And we've got eternal life. One day we'll get to see everybody that's gone ahead of us. What a joyous day. What a wonderful day. I tell my grandkids, they ask me about heaven, and I said, what is the funnest thing that you can think of? One said going to Six Flags. This was quite a ways ago. Another one said go to Chuck E. Cheese. And all. I said, imagine having that 10 times more than what you want right now. Heaven is going to be, you can't even picture how heaven's going to be. It's going to be so good. We should start encouraging each other. Heaven's not a destination. It's a beginning of a new life for you.
Amen. Amen.
We are Christians. We have this faith and hope to know that, hey, yeah, I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
That's my faith that I have. The trials I'm going through right now, is nothing compared to what's a mansion that God's made for me. We have hope. When you're at your lowest and you're living under that bridge, or your body's deteriorating right in front of your eyes and you're in pain every single day, you have hope. You have hope because of what Jesus did. He bought your eternal life. And we've got to start being encouraging, not only to ourselves, but others. I mean, Kimmy and I cried a lot this week, you know, because it was David's anniversary of him being gone. And I sit there and awesomely think, why would someone, or not someone, I know it was God, why would God take such a precious man away that loved all these people? Why would he do that? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. David is not caring anything about what I'm asking right now. He is in such a better place. He is in paradise. He is so happy. I would not want him to be back and suffering like I didn't know he was. We have faith that we have a plan. We have a purpose. And if you're sitting there thinking, I can't see a purpose or plan, you're not talking to God enough. You have got to pray. You've got to read the Word, which I need to do more. And you've got to get into an intimate relationship with the Lord and go, what is it, God? Please show me the way.
Amen.
We have got to stop being lazy Christians. We're going to have to start dusting off our boots. If we get kicked down, get right back up and go for it. Amen.
Amen.
We've got to quit thinking that we're getting a bad hand. You know, like we're playing cards and actually go fish and my granddaughter wins. Oh, I've got a bad hand. We don't have a bad hand. We've got the only fingerprint that each of us have. Nobody else has my fingerprint. You wouldn't want it anyway. Nobody has your fingerprint. Nobody has your dream. Nobody has your expectations of what God's going to do for you in your life. Don't give up now. We're just beginning. Every day should be a new day.
Amen.
Well, okay, I'm going through these health issues. I'm going through these financial issues. I'm going through these where I'm exhausted. I can't take any more issues. Don't give up now. Your blessings are just fixing to come. Learn your lessons. Don't ask God to take you out of your problems. Say, God, what is it you want me to learn through my problems? Teach me what I need to know so I don't keep going to the same problem over and over. And yeah, we're going to get lonely. We're going to get sad. I was just telling Kim last night, sitting on the swing out there, I went, I've got to see God's creations. I've got to see God's star. There was one star out last night. And I went, really? One star? But it was out there. So we're going to get discouraged. We're going to get down. We're going to get lonely. We're going to get sad. We're going to miss people. But it's just the beginning of a new life. Today is a new life for you.
Amen.
You have your own fingerprint. God's got your purpose and plan. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you're going through, you're going to make it. We're going to see through that. This is not a journey that we're going to get an F on. It's a journey that God is giving us all of the ability to be victors.
Amen.
We're going to be victorious. We are a strong army. We're victorious. Yeah, we're going to have setbacks. I do. I know y'all do too. You're bound to.
Amen.
The money's not there, or you're tired. You just want to go to bed. You get depressed. Things don't go right. It's okay, because you know what? You're going to be victorious.
Amen.
We are victorious right now. God gave us the tools. We need to start using them. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't have a purpose for your life or a plan, I want today, after Pastor brings the Word, these words are especially from God to you. It's an intimate setting. We invite the Holy Spirit here. The Holy Spirit speaks through the man. It's not just Larry. I think he's great. I think he's got words of wisdom and he's wonderful.
Amen.
But God speaks through him.
Amen.
He's not God. God uses him because he allows him to use him.
Amen.
He's our leader because we allow him to be our leader, because we love him.
Amen.
His appointment and his plan is to be here at Bartimaeus today to preach to us, because God gave him a word and we need to listen to it.
Amen.
We need to take it to heart. And when he's finished, if you need a purpose or plan, you come up here and go, please, Larry. Oh, don't call him Larry. Please, Pastor Larry, please pray for me that I see my vision and that God's vision. We've got to have visions that God has the same vision. God's not going to say, okay, well, Cindy, your vision is to leave Tim and go hook up with a married man. If you think stuff like that's a vision, you're wrong. He's not going to give you a vision of sin. Your plan is to go rob 7-Eleven and beat up an elderly person. If your visions have anything in it that's not of love, it's not God's vision.
That's right.
Our visions need to line up with God's vision. Our desires need to line up with God's desires. God wants to give us the desires of our heart. But if we had our desires all the time, we would be in a loony bin because we would not accept it because it wasn't our time to receive that plan or that blessing or that thing in life that we think we want so bad. So trust me, God's got it. We just got to learn how to behave and be with Him and not be discouraged. We are victorious. You have a purpose and a plan, and the future is ours. You know, the other day when I was at that graduation, it came up on the screen. They had a picture of Isabel and another little girl up there, and then it had class of 2031, and I went, oh, good night, nurse. I wonder if I'll be here. You know what? I hope I am. I want to see her graduate. That's my desire. I would think it's God's desire if I want it. But who knows? They may be pushing me in a wheelchair and me loony as a bin. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because my life is victorious.
Amen.
I am victorious. God gave me Jesus' blood to plead over the enemy. When the enemy attacks you and he's coming at you and he's sitting on your shoulder telling you what a crummy person you are, and what a crummy life you are, and that God doesn't like you, He left you. You have the authority to say, in Jesus' name, covered by Jesus' blood, be gone. Amen? Because Jesus paid it all. He didn't leave a little bit out. He paid for everyone, everyone to go to heaven. If you ask Him into your heart, and you make Him your Savior, He wants everyone to go to heaven. That's His desire.
Amen.
How are people going to know if we don't show God's light through us? If we're at the store, we're going, oh, gosh, oh, me. How you doing today? I'm doing terrible. Why, my husband died, my parents died. There is no hope for me, oh, me. What does that show? It shows me that I'm a whiner, number one. Yeah, those are bad things. But God is victorious. God sits on the throne.
Amen.
I worship that God. Do you?
Amen.
I worship that God that's on the throne today.
Amen.
I worship Him, and He loves me. He's not going to leave you no matter what. He's not going to leave you. That's our encouragement for today. Let's go to the Lord.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for always being with us. Thank You that You live in my heart. Thank You that I love You. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You for the Holy Spirit. Thank You that this church is victorious. Thank You that our walk with You, though it may be hard at times, Lord, it says that keeping Your commandments are not hard. It's not being burdened like oxen being led by the bars. It's not. It should be easy. But Father, sometimes we let the world get to us. So I ask today that each person here today be blessed. I ask that they can give everything to You, no matter what's going on in their lives. I ask that this just would be one of the best days of this church's life. We give You the glory and the honor and the praise, and we welcome You, Holy Spirit. Please know that You're invited here. We just loose You, Holy Spirit, to do whatever it is that You want to happen today. And we glorify Your name in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen.